Hello,
I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. It's getting to be that time of year again when Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus start showing up in horses. Now, some parts of the country have had a rather large population of mosquitoes this year, so the threat is even larger. Dr. Darlene Conkle is assistant state vet in Wisconsin.
Both of those diseases, West Nile and Eastern Equine Encephalitis, are neurologic diseases. They affect the nervous system and the brain in particular. They can be really quickly progressive, meaning you might not see a lot of clinical signs before the horse gets very ill. But initially, you might see signs like incoordination, depression, loss of appetite, facial signs such as drooping eyelids, incoordination, circling. Eastern equine encephalitis has the common name sleeping sickness, so that's pretty descriptive. But the horses can actually lose the ability to walk very well and become what we call recumbent and not be able to get up. And it can progress pretty rapidly to death. But we would recommend vaccination as soon as possible if a horse has not been vaccinated for either of these two diseases. Both diseases are considered part of a core vaccination program for every horse, according to the American Association of Equine Practitioners. So usually we see actual cases of these two diseases later in the summer, usually in August or so. So, and it does take a couple of weeks after vaccination for a horse to develop immunity. So we would recommend vaccination as soon as possible if a horse has not been vaccinated yet.
And if you had the initial shots, you also want to make sure the boosters are up to date?
Yes, and for that, we'd recommend that people contact their veterinarian in their area. Your veterinarian's going to have the best knowledge of when boosters should be given and what's best for you in your particular area. Work through your veterinarian for the best plan for you, and also mosquito control is a good idea as well, as much as possible. The standing water, of course, attracts mosquitoes, so trying to eliminate that on your property through cleaning out bird baths, getting rid of any equipment that can contain standing water.
And try to keep them indoors at certain times of the day?
That's also a good idea if it's possible to keep horses indoors in the evening and at night when mosquitoes are most active. You can also use things like fly sheets or face masks to try to keep the mosquitoes away as well as repellents.
Now, as I understand it, these diseases are not spread between horses.
Correct. A horse is considered a dead-end host. The horse gets infected by the mosquito, but the horse cannot infect other horses or people.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, Assistant State Veterinarian in Wisconsin. I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.